Thank y'all very much. Back in the early days when we first went to California, I wore these boots to show them that we were a little different than the people they're used to. And I'd like to get shut of them, but we went back together, you know, a couple of years ago, and I tried going to one concert and didn't wear my boots. They said, "Where's your Dillard boots?" So I put them back on, and they are sweaty, folks, and I don't want to talk about it. One of the things, we're going to do you a song that we did on the very first album we did. I'm amazed at how smart we were, you know, up to a point. When we first went out there, Rodney and I had sense enough to write a song about moonshine whiskey, and everybody in California is in love with moonshine whiskey because you can't get any out there. Nobody makes it, you know. They've got every other piece of the drug culture covered, but nobody's got moonshine. Well, I gotta tell you a funny story. Those people think they've got a romantic attitude about moonshine whiskey you wouldn't believe. They think of champagne glasses and moonlight and bubbly and stuff. And I don't know how many of you have ever drunk any moonshine, you know. If you do, you remember it, and you usually answer about like that. Woo! Yeah, moonshine's not a sensitive drink at all or anything. You don't go for bouquet or nothing. But it's absolute wonderful if you want to make it a short trip and get so drunk you have to hang onto the grass, lean against the ground. Wake up the next morning with snail tracks on your suit. Anyway, well, we had this old man back home. Now, let me tell you a little something about moonshine. First of all, you got to have a hell of a bunch of corn, and it takes a mountain of sugar to make the stuff. And you got to make a mash and let it ferment a whole bunch of time, and you got to still it. This old man, it's messy and it's smelly, and almost everybody can tell a mile downwind of you if you've made moonshine whiskey. This old man lived in our little town. We got 4,000 people in Salem and 72 churches. No two of which agree on anything except that moonshine's evil. This old man, I'm proud of him still yet. He made moonshine whiskey for 25 years in Salem. Never got caught, never got arrested, never hauled his butt to jail, nothing. And of course, it wasn't that they didn't know he was making it. Even the sheriff knew he was making it. He'd back his truck up to the only store in town of a Saturday and load 500-pound sacks of sugar in the back of it. You know, and they knew he wasn't making cookies. Actually, when we made up a song, that wasn't what we were. There were other. Well, I'll get rid of this in a minute. There are plenty of other moonshine songs. Grandpa Jones sang about moonshine and white lightning and stuff. But what this old man had was two daughters that helped him with the still. A family, a cottage industry. That knocked Rodney and I out. I taught school back there is what I used to do before I went with these fools. And I taught one of these girls in school. And they were what we call, well, Ozark girls come in either pretty or industrial strength. And this one I taught, they had old Ozark Santa type of girl. If you lifted up one arm, two bats, and a whippoorwill would fly out. And Dean went with the other one. But anyway, Rodney and I thought it was funny about these two girls helping their daddy with the still, so we made up a song about him, and we're still doing it 29 years later. It's called Dooley.